It's on my first slide. Psalms chapter 5, reading verses 1 through 3. David is talking to the Lord here. He said, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." I like that. David knows who to look to. We just said, don't give up. We said, hold on. He'll show up. If you'll look up and you'll trust him, he'll show up. David said, I'm not going to direct my prayer to just anybody. I'm going to direct my prayer to the one that can make a difference. I'm going to direct my prayer to the one who'll be there for me. He's always there. He said, my voice shalt thou hear. I'm not going to wait till the end of the day after I've struggled all day trying to fix my problem and finding no answers and finally turn to God. Isn't that like our human nature? No. Lord, in the morning, I'm going to start my day off right. Some of y'all like a cup of coffee. I like a cup of Jesus. Lord, help me have a good day. Help me do something good for you. Help me, Lord, with whatever comes my way. God, walk with me. Talk with me. My message tonight is look up. Look up. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for your spirit, the power of your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for this time together. We pray, Lord, that you would speak to your children, God. Use this old lump of clay, God, to express your love for them, to express, Lord, the victory that they can have through you. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. You guys, did you guys get my PDF? No? I sent one through. It's all right. Psalms 121 verse 1 says this, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. I like old David. He knew who to look to. When he needed some help, he didn't say, oh, I'm going to go try to find a brother or try to find somebody else to help me fight this battle. He said, no, I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I'm not looking to somebody on this earth who can just do earthly things. I'm looking to a God who can do anything that I need. And whatever situation I've got, whatever problem I've got to go through, I'm going to look to him. It's not time, church, to look around at the world. It's not time to look at all the trouble and the tumult and all the storms and all the things that are raging. It's time to look up. It's time to trust the Lord. If you keep looking around and you keep searching for things in this world, you'll find nothing. But if you'll look up and you'll trust the Lord, the answer will come. He said, he will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. That's encouraging to me. I'm 57 years old, had the Holy Ghost for 51 years. Just had my 51st Holy Ghost birthday. Got the Holy Ghost February 15th, 3 days before my birthday, when I was 5 years old. And I'm happy about it. Hallelujah. I haven't regretted one day of it. There is nothing like the presence of God. He said, the Lord is thy keeper. He will not slumber or sleep. I love that. At 57, I take a nap most days. Just being honest with you. I need a little shut-eye to have a little more energy to go. But I'm thankful that I serve a God. He's never let you down. He never lets down on the job. He's an omnipresent God. Oh, whenever I need him, all I got to do is call. All I got to do is look up and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need you in my life. Lord, I need your power, your spirit. I need you, Jesus. Verse 5 says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. Shade is not what it used to be. Huh? Shade used to be Arizona. If I could find a tree, I could find some shade. Now, young people, when they say shade, they're talking about somebody talking bad about them. But either way you look at it, the Lord is your protector. He is your Hey, when someone tries to talk bad about you, don't fight them. Go to God. God said, let me fight your battle. Stand still and see what I'll do. If you'll trust in me and you'll look to me, I'll help you win every time. I'll bring you through whatever trial you got to come through. I'll bring you through whatever situation you've got to go through. The Lord is thy keeper. Says the sun shall not smite thee by day. I've been smitten by it a few times growing up in Arizona. Heat stroke. God's protection is there. Nor the moon by night. I thought that was weird. I hadn't thought about it. But they do say that the moon, a full moon at night, can cause you to go a little loony. Right? So whether it's the day or the night, he's watching. And if I'll trust in him, how many times, somebody talked to somebody about it just tonight before church, was talking about one of the scriptures that they like is where Jesus came walking on the water. And the Bible said he would have went right on by had they not saw him and called out to him. Because God is not here to push you around. God is not here to force you to live for him. God is not here to force you into a relationship. He is a gentleman. And if you want a relationship, you got to call out to him. If you want a relationship, you got to get on your knees, repent of your sin, and say, God, here I am, a sinner in need of you. But if you'll look up and you'll say, God, forgive me, God forgives. And God is not like man. Man says, I forgive you for now. Just don't do it again. God said, I forgive you for all time. And if you do it again, I'll forgive you again. And so long as you come back, so long as you say, God, forgive me, I'll forgive you again. Oh, our God is so good. Woo! Verse 7 says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. I like that. Not just from some, but all. There is nothing that can come against you that God can't take care of. There is no situation that you can go through that God can't bring you through. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time. Oh, when you become a child of God. David said, I know I'm in a relationship with him. He said, whether I'm out or I'm in the house, whether I'm going or I'm coming, no matter which way it is, he's always with me. Oh, aren't you thankful for a God that's always with you? Hallelujah. When I'm talking about look up, I'm not talking about when you're on the mountain. You don't tend to look up when you're on, you look out, right? When you're on the plane, you don't necessarily look up, you look across. Oh, but it's when you're in the valley of life, when you're in the struggle. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, you may be in the valley, but if you'll look up, there's an answer on the way. God is going to come. He's going to rescue you. He's going to keep you. It's not time to give up. It's not time to look around. It's time to look up. It's time to say, God, I need you in my situation. Because he'll come. If you'll call him, he'll come. I thought about the Hebrew children's, the story of the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they found themselves in a foreign land. I don't know about you, but this world seems pretty foreign to me. Some of the ideas they're trying to float. What? It's crazy. Right? Anybody else feel like this world is nuts? They don't even know what they believe. I'm glad I know who I trust in. They found themselves in a foreign land with a leader who God let take control of them. He didn't do it on his own. No man gets anything on their own. If you get something, you get it from God. And when you don't recognize who you're getting it from, it ain't going to last. Because he had power and he had them as slaves. And he brought them all together because somebody told him he was something. So he said, you ought to build you a statue and make everybody worship it. The world's always trying to get you to worship things. I don't worship a statue on the wall. I don't worship a picture. I don't worship music. I don't worship anything but Almighty God. Because he's the only one who can settle every situation of my life. He's the only one who can take care of business. Things will never get you there. Only God will get you. And there's always somebody that'll tattle on you. They found themselves in a great crowd of people, a great multitude. They said, we're going to play the music. Everybody's going to bow down. They played the music. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down. Probably would have never been seen had somebody in their life wasn't jealous of them. If you work on a job or you are in a neighborhood and somebody doesn't like you, that's because you're affecting them. Because they're seeing the blessings on your life. They are jealous of what you got. They are jealous of who you are. Sometimes we think, well, why are they so mean to me? That's because they see the hand of God on your life. Because you've been listening to him. You've been looking to him. And he's been taking care of you. So they went and tattled. Hey, you remember you told us all about? Yeah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow. Well, they were valuable to him. So he gave them another chance. He probably wouldn't have given me another chance. But they were smart and they were valuable. So he brought them in and he said, listen, I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to play the music and you bow. They said, hold on. Nope. You don't even need to play the music. Play all the music you want. Do everything you want. But we serve only one God. Our God Jehovah is God. And we don't bow down to any other God. So we're not going to do it. And we know the king got mad. He thought he was God. He found out he wasn't. Amen. But he thought he was. Amen. He said, make the fire 7 times hotter. Sometimes the trial gets worse before it gets better. Sometimes you just got to trust the Lord. There's times when the heat's turned up. Don't give up. Don't look for answers in the world. Look up. Look up. Your God is coming. Oh, it may not feel like it. You may not see him yet, but he's coming. They heated it up and they threw them in. You all know the story. Most of us do. Learned it since we were kids. Threw them in the fire. Nebuchadnezzar stepped back, looked in the fire. Those who threw it was so hot, those who threw them in burned from the very fire. Amen. They didn't even have to get in it to die from it. Amen. But our boy Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were just walking around. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar said, what's going on in there? He said, I thought we threw 3 in there. Yeah, we threw 3. But wait a minute, there's a 4th man in there. And it looks like the Son of God, God himself, is in that fire. No matter what situation you're in, if you say, I'm going to trust the Lord. They say, throw us in the fire. We may perish or he may bring us through. But we're going to serve him. I'm going to look to him. I'm going to trust him. Bible said they came out. They didn't even have a smell of smoke on them. You come out on the other side better than you went in. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. There's somebody here tonight. You're in a trial, and it seems like it's the worst trial you've ever been in your whole life. Let me tell you, it's time to begin to trust the Lord. It's time to lift your eyes up. Like David said, look unto the hill from which cometh my help. Because help is on the way. Ma'am, sir, help is on the way. If you'll look to God, he's going to say, he's going to take care of that situation. Woo! Studying for this message, I thought of the animal kingdom. And I began to think of different animals. I thought of the pufferfish. And pufferfish is a little fish. But you scare him and he tries to make himself look bigger than he is. That's like the devil. Just like the devil. He's already been kicked out of heaven. He ain't going nowhere but hell. He's only got one destination, but he wants to make it like he has power to take you. He does not. It is your choice. No man's going to hell because of the devil. If we go, it's because I didn't look up. If we go, it's because I never trusted in the one. It's because I never gave my life. Because God has made a way for you. God has given his life for you. And he wants a relationship with you. I thought about the elephant, largest mammal on earth. Cute little picture here showing a rat scaring him or a mouse. And then someone said, no, that's just Walt Disney tale. I was like, oh, man, it was a good one. And then I found out that it is true. Even a mice can scare an elephant because as they get older, their vision wanes. And a little scurry in motion scares them and could cause them to take off and trample and because they can't see well. That's what happens when you stop looking up. Your eyes start to glaze over. And the enemy, he's not tough. He's not as strong as you want to think he is. But just a little flickering shadow of the enemy starts to scare you. It's time to get clarity. It's time to look up. It's time to have some tears of love of God in your eyes. It's time to let the Holy Ghost renew you, because you are stronger than you think you are. If you'll look up, God will clear your vision. And you'll see the enemy ain't all that. One step from the elephant, that mice is squish. The enemy's gone. Thought about the lion. The Bible says the devil is like a lion. Amen. Going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. I just told you, he can't do it. He doesn't have the power. Amen. Lions also, when they get old, their teeth start falling out. And all they've got left is their roar. You see, the devil, he's defeated. He's just gumming things. But he likes to make a lot of noise. Ah! Right? That's the lion. If he can yell loud enough and get you to be immobile, he can jump on you and gum you to death. That's the devil. Don't give up. Look up. Trust in the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Whew. I thought about in my life, I've always been big. You could probably tell that by looking at me. Ever since I was little, I was big. And I never had to fight much, because nobody wanted to fight the giant. Like those guys when Israel faced the Philistines, nobody wanted to fight Goliath. But there came a time in my life when the little guy decided he was going to test himself. But he didn't want to do it by himself, so he got a buddy. And they said, after school, we're going to whoop you. I thought, oh, brother, I do not want to fight these guys. So we got out of school. When the bell rang, this cat started hoofing. And my legs were longer than theirs. I beat them to my house. They weren't far behind me. I run up in the front yard, and I'm like, catching my breath. And they stopped out on the street. I was wondering, what stopped them? I looked over. My dad had been working with his head under the hood of the car. And as they ran up, he looked out from under and it stopped them. He said, hey, boys, what you up to? They said, well, we come to give John a whooping. My dad said, that's good. Dear God, you're scaring the enemy and now you're telling them to fight me? He said, he needs to learn how to fight. If you wonder why God lets you go through some things, he's trying to give you power. He's trying to give you strength. He's trying to let you know, you're my kid. You have my power. You need to learn to exercise your muscle in the spirit. You need to learn how to pray. You need to learn how to look up. You need to learn how to trust me. Because if you'll trust me, there is nothing you can't do. I hear the voice of the apostle. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I look up and trust in the Lord. Woo! Our God is good. Jesus said of the end times, our time, in Luke 21, should be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. Upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, I hope that you are ready. Because when it comes to pass, he said, look up. If you're ready and you've already taught yourself to trust the Lord, you've already taught yourself to listen to the voice of God, you've received the Spirit of God, and you're hearing him, and you're looking for him, and you're trusting him, on that day, you will see him. On that day, you're going to go be with him. The Bible said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be with him. Because we looked up. Last animal. Y'all enjoying this? I like animals. I love eagles. I think they're a beautiful bird. They are the bird of America. Strong bird. You know what I love about them? The Bible says we are like eagles, the children of God. What I like about that, eagles mate for life. when God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, I've got to go away, but I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Oh, he's coming back, church. And I'm looking for him. Are you looking for him? When a storm comes, you don't find an eagle in a hole. That's where you find a chicken. A lot of chickens have drowned in holes because they went and hid from the storm and the water overcame them. But an eagle doesn't do that. An eagle senses the storm way before it gets there. It flies to the highest perch in that area, and it watches the storm come in. If you wonder why elder saints of God are so strong, it's because they've learned how to stretch their wings and fly. When the storm comes in, that eagle spreads its wings, and the winds of the storm and all the tumult, it raises it up above the storm. Oh, the storm's going on in our life. The enemy's making all kinds of waves, all kinds of trouble, blowing things around. But if you're a child of God and you learn to look up and you learn to let your wings spread, the Spirit of God will lift you and you'll come through the storm. Anybody know what an eagle's nest weighs? Anybody ever researched that? Somewhere between 1 and 3 tons. I couldn't believe that. Google said it, but I wasn't sure Google was right this time. Google knows everything, you know, supposedly. Except for directions, it don't know that real good either. But their nest is somewhere between 1 and 3. That's huge. I seem to remember scripture saying, our God is a strong and mighty tower, and those that run to him are safe. Our God doesn't build you a little hovel. He doesn't build you a little stick nest. No, he builds you a secure place. If you know the name of Jesus and you've got the name of Jesus on your life, you are a part of that strong and mighty tower. You are a part of the family of God because you've learned to look up and trust him. Bible says in Exodus 19:4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. When an eagle fights with a snake, we know the devil, Bible says he was a snake in the garden. When an eagle fights with a snake, it doesn't wrestle on the ground with a snake. That's the snake's territory. If you've been wrestling with the enemy and you feel like you're getting choked out, you feel like he's putting venom into you, it's because you're fighting the wrong fight. You're fighting in the wrong place. You need to do what the eagle does. He grabs the snake and he goes to the air. And when he gets up in the air, he don't fight it there. Because he knows the battle is the Lord's. Gravity is the Lord. When he gets up there, he just lets it go. And that snake falls and is busted up on the rocks beneath. If you'll trust God with your trouble, when the enemy comes and says something evil or does something evil, if you'll say, God, here's the problem. I ain't hanging on to it. I'm not going to have that venom in my life. I forgive him. Forgiveness is not about the person getting it. It's about the person giving it. Because when you forgive, you let it go. God said, vengeance is mine. Let God fight your battle, and he will. Don't give up. Look up. How do you get your wings? Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:5, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and spirit, you get your power. You get your wings in the spirit. In my humanity, I am weak, but in my spirit, when I look to the Lord, I am strong. Bible says he cannot enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. All the devil can't overcome the spirit because he can't overcome God. God's in control. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it lists. And thou hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming or where it's going. So is everyone that's born. I think that sounds a lot like the Holy Ghost, doesn't it? When the Spirit of God moves on me like a river of living water. it begins to flow through me. And I release myself to it. And my tongue begins to flow with it. And the language of God comes. Oh, it's beautiful. Amen. And that is how we know that we are the sons, daughters of God. Isaiah 43:40, verse 31 says this. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Oh, I don't know about you, but I know that to be true. Oh, when I learn to wait on God, when I learn to say, God, I am not in control. You are. Lord, when you get ready, you know how many times have you done in your own personal life where you decided to let God be God? Did the situation last very much longer? No. It always ends faster than you think it will. Because we're just worried about the situation rather than understanding our God. He can handle anything. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 says, Peter was preaching to him on the day of Pentecost when the Spirit was first given. It was poured out on him. The Bible says the Spirit rushed into the room where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with tongues. They came out of the room and there were others that were there from around the town, began to see him party and began to see the joy on their life, began to see the happiness in their smile of their face and their jubilance. Began to say, what is this? And some said, oh, they're just drunk. Peter said, no, this is what Joel said. I'll pour out my spirit. He said, then he preached to him. He said, you took the life of the Messiah. He said, therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly God has made this same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Bible says, when they heard it, they were struck or they were pricked to their heart. They said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter gave the plan of salvation on that day. He said, repent. Simply understand you're a sinner and say, God, I believe you died for me. Forgive me. And if you repent of your sins, the Bible says, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or the washing away of your sin. When I call the name of Jesus over you in baptism, that name causes that water to become the blood. Amen. And your sins are washed away. It says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It says the promises to you, to your children, all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Stand with me tonight if you would. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I am determined. When I want to give up, when I start letting the world cause me to look around and be frustrated and be sad and be frustrated and confused, I want to remember. Wait, what did David say? I will look unto the hills. Which cometh my help. My help doesn't come from man. My help comes from God. Close your eyes with me if you would. Father, thank you this evening for your spirit that I feel so strong right now in this house. I pray, Lord, that if there's anyone here tonight that is confused and anyone that's here that's struggling, anyone that here, Lord, tonight that's never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Word of God and the power in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, I release your spirit to everyone who wants to receive. The Bible says, whosoever will can come and receive the gift of eternal life. God, I need you. I pray, come to me, God. Come to my heart. Forgive me of my sin. For you're the only one who can. I believe in you. I love you. As the musicians and singers began to play and sing, this altar is open. If you need a renewal in the spirit, if you've been fighting a struggle, if you've been in a battle and you didn't know how it was going to end, the answer is here tonight. Come to Jesus. Look up. Look up and trust in the Lord. When you get here, you don't have to look down. Close your eyes. Shut everybody else out. Lift your face up. God loves you. As soon as you ask him to forgive you, you're forgiven. And now he wants to give you eternal life. His spirit is here. Hallelujah. His spirit is here. Yes. Come on. Come on. God is moving, right? right now. He's the same God.
The same God who's here.
Yeah.
Even in my darkest moment.
Even in the darkness.
This will be the truth I'm holding.
Yeah.
The same God who made.
Kids, you don't have to kneel down. Why don't you stand up? Why don't you stand up? Close your eyes. Raise your hands up to heaven. God's got a blessing for you right now. God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. Close your eyes and focus on the Spirit of God.